This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America Tonight. Sad news at the Capitol. Boy, it's all anybody was talking about today. There was the sounds of a gunshot coming from the Capitol, and that's pretty frightening. But the details of the story, very different from what you might have heard when it first was, maybe when it first was reported. The armed man was shot almost immediately by police at the Capitol. He's someone who had been there before, somebody who went underneath where you would go for a tour, for example, and there were lots of people that were there to do that very thing. So immediately they shot him when he pulled a weapon at the checkpoint. You know, the second you go through the metal detector, boom, hey, it goes off, he's got a gun, boom, he whips it out. So he was taken to a hospital. A female bystander was also taken to a hospital on non-life-threatening injuries. And the Capitol was on lockdown for about an hour. The White House briefly locked down. Crazy timing because of the egg roll thing. But you have spring tourists, cherry blossoms, staff members, visitors to the Capitol. So it was crazy. They were rushed into offices and they were told to shelter in place. That is the tagline in D.C. Shelter in place. It's the world we live in now, right? So the suspect was somebody who they knew along the Capitol. They had seen before. Larry Dawson, his name was. And he was actually ordered to stay away by a court back in October of last year, saying stay away from the Capitol grounds. So Congress is on recess. Lawmakers are back in their districts. And this is a guy who's been there. And they say that they don't think it was anything more than a criminal act. That was what the whole idea, you know, the whole idea of what happened there was about that. So I'm sure we're going to hear more about Larry Dawson. In Washington, D.C., right now we go to Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Justin, obviously, this is what the Capitol was buzzing about, was what happened actually on the Capitol grounds. What do you know about that?
You know, that's a very good question. I was actually at the White House when this happened, and this was something that was causing quite a bit of a buzz there. Sort of in response to this and out of concern that there may have been a fence-jumping incident, we actually had, a lot of Secret Service agents sort of mobilizing during Press Secretary Josh Earnest's, daily briefing that he's providing today. But more and more information is starting to trickle in over what exactly happened. We had a press conference held today by the chief of the Capitol Hill Police, essentially saying that it looks like, the individual who they arrested, Larry Dawson, apparently took out what appeared to be a gun while moving forward through one of the checkpoints at the Capitol Visitor Center, and then was shot shortly after that. During that altercation, at least one person who was an unrelated bystander was injured as well. So, more information is coming to light. The police are saying that there's no indication that this is anything related to terrorism, which is, of course, was the concern that was immediately on everybody's mind when this initially broke forward. And it looks like the Capitol is going to be going back to essentially business as usual tomorrow. That's what they're saying, but we'll see how close they hit it off.
All right, and we'll probably find out more about, again, this guy and the fact that he was ordered to stay away but didn't. Big news from the FBI. They actually got into the phone of the San Bernardino shooter. They didn't have to go there with Apple's help. So that's huge news, isn't it?
It certainly is. They're saying that they found a way to essentially get into this iPhone, not using Apple's assistance, essentially saying that, this is something that they don't necessarily believe they can use for, additional iPhones down the road, saying that this is, oddly enough, only a technique that works for this individual iPhone, which is certainly raising a lot of eyebrows. So there are some people thinking who are interpreting this rather skeptically, but nevertheless, the FBI has been moving away from Apple and no longer needs their assistance, which saves, you know, both parties involved quite a bit of controversy considering how, you know, heated this request, you know, was interpreted by Apple.
Yeah. On the funny side, because I know, listen, people who cover Washington, D.C., which that would be yourself and so many others, you got time to burn in between while you're waiting, waiting, waiting. I can only imagine the giggles about Trump and Cruz and this whole thing with their wives. Is there a lot of buzz over that?
You know, certainly there is, you know, this entire exchange between, you know, the two of them have really left a lot of people scratching their heads and wondering what exactly happened. This is a far cry from any political sense that a lot of people are used to. And, you know, just when you thought that the election couldn't get any more lower in terms of mudslinging, they found a way to start digging once they hit rock bottom. So, you know, this is being interpreted very, you know, bizarrely over here. You know, a lot of people are really just confused over why, you know, Donald Trump would have gone down this road in the first place. He was really actually getting a lot of accolades for appearing relatively presidential that week, you know, considering that he had a pretty, you know, well-received speech ahead of AIPAC where he discussed serious foreign policy issues, you know, while using his first, you know, sort of written speech. And then he seemed to have really sort of thrown away a lot of that goodwill by going down this road, you know, by taking swipes at Ted Cruz and essentially, you know, trying to argue that this was, you know, all Ted Cruz's fault for apparently not doing enough to stop an unrelated super PAC from, you know, accusing a photo of his wife. So, you know, very weird stuff, very, you know, playground-oriented politics coming out here, and something that certainly is, as you mentioned, you know, a fun way to pass the time.
This is another big item that came across my desk today. Tom DeLay was a guest on Newsmax and was asked about what he knew with his sources and saying that the Department of Justice is actually going to stall if the FBI recommends indicting Hillary Clinton. Have you heard anything like that?
You know, I believe Tom DeLay has come out and said previously that his sources at the FBI had said that, you know, essentially they were right around the corner in terms of, you know, indicting Hillary Clinton. So I don't think that ended up coming to pass, and I think it'd be kind of odd for them to, you know, shift as dramatically as they had, according to Mr. DeLay, from suddenly being right about to strike to, you know, deciding to take a pass in this one. So I, you know, I take this with kind of a bit of a grain of salt.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a good one.
So there you go. What happened on the Hill? That was big news because anytime, you know, somebody said to me, well, there you go again. They get through the checkpoint with a gun. But he didn't get through the checkpoint. The second he was at the checkpoint, the metal detectors immediately detected that he had a gun. And then that was it. And that's when people started to scramble and they got people out of the belly of the Capitol, so to speak. And that was the shelter-in-place idea and what was going on. Because then you have to disseminate the information as it's happening. And certainly somebody got trampled in the mix of that. That's what happened there. But they got him down immediately. So there wasn't any lag time. And this is just a guy who apparently had an axe to grind. He had screamed out before something in Congress while he was actually watching what was going on from what I call the cheap seats. So he wasn't supposed to be back there. He went back there, and then that's what happened, obviously. Coming up next, Superman versus Batman, Trump versus Cruz. Which is more intriguing to you? We'll talk about it on the flip side here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dirt on it, what have you done? Dirt on it's the sound of my gun. Dirt on it, what have you done? Dirt on it's the sound.
I saw everybody acting a little nuts, and then I saw policemen coming through and officers coming out in a row that was just like sprinting down, and they're going, move it, get out of the way. And then I figured something's going on.
We heard, get out, there's an active shooter. And so we all ran out, went around the side of the building. Police escorted us out the building. The most stressful experience I've ever had in my life.
So once again, the Capitol for an hour or so in that lockdown mode. If you just hopped on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coming off of a holiday weekend, sad to say that this was a guy who screamed something out from the gallery at one point back in October. So he was banned from the Capitol, decided he was going to make an entrance on Monday, did that. And as soon as he went through the metal detectors, boom, the gun, knowing that he had a gun, it all went off, and then he was shot. He was not fatally shot, but he was shot by the Capitol Police immediately, and people scrambled because you hear a shot. Everybody's supposed to take cover. They do, and it was a scary moment for anybody who was there because there were a lot of tourists who were taking that extra day or two or that time of year to go and see the cherry blossoms. It's at a very popular time in Washington, D.C. So this guy from Tennessee, he pulled out what looked like a weapon, and that's what happened. So there was a woman who was injured by shrapnel, but not fatally. Can you imagine that? Just one person, somebody who had been there many, many times before in the past, this Larry Dawson. And so he was arrested on a charge of assaulting a police officer in October after his outburst in the chamber in the House of Representatives. That's the incident that sent the 66-year-old, you know, the ban from coming into the Capitol. And I guess he decided, he had screamed in October he was a prophet of God, and he decided as a prophet of God he was going to try to come into the Capitol's visitor center entrance. How he thought he was getting through, of course not. The metal detectors immediately go off. He was stopped, pulled out what looked like the weapon, and then they immediately shot him. So he's undergone surgery. He's immediately taken to the hospital, of course, and is in stable but critical condition is what they're saying at this point. But what I heard from a source in Washington is they think he'll survive, but again, who knows? So they had that shelter in place that was lifted about an hour afterwards. But scary for anybody who was there on the grounds, because I'm sorry, you see what's going on, you hear what's happening in the rest of the world, so you're at our Capitol, and you hear a pop, and then all of a sudden people are ducking and running, and of course it's going to freak you out. There were mostly staffers in place there because lawmakers aren't really back. The White House, as soon as they were alerted to it, they do what they do. Boom, north, boom, south fence line, pew, closed. So anybody who had tickets for the whole White House deal, which are tough to get, they would have been shut out because of the Capitol incident for however long that happened. And we just talked to our Justin Duckham, who joins us here on America Tonight from Washington, D.C. He was at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He said there was a lot of crazy activity going on, a lot of buzz. So the second they got the text, the reporters there, they knew what happened. And, of course, then they were in the daily briefing and could ask Josh Ernst about it. And that's exactly what happened. Yeah. Craziness. Absolutely. It was such breaking news, I thought, oh, my gosh. I just even thought something more horrific happened the way that it was initially being reported. All right, so let's dive into a couple of other things. And one I want to tell you, we have a great guest coming up next. Commander-in-Chief Emmanuel Kashaba is going to join us, and he's with the Assyrian army. They are constantly under attack by ISIS. We are going live to speak to him. And talk to him about what is happening, you know, on the ground, constantly, daily, the barrage of attacks. He is a commander-in-chief of the Assyrian army. He's somebody who was born in Iraq. He joined the Iraqi opposition against Saddam Hussein's regime and then became a member of the Assyrian party, in case you don't know what that is. And Kashaba was the one who actually called for the establishment of the Assyrian army forces to defend the Assyrian people in 2014 after the ISIS folks just blew up so much and attacked so many people. And this is a group that thrives only on donations to support the families. It helps the families of all the Christian soldiers, because that's what we're talking about. Christian soldiers who are overrun, bombed, everything else you can imagine. Twice a week, ISIS tries to push them to the brink, you know. So we'll talk to him about what the U.S. is doing to defeat ISIS. What about what was it like, you know, founding the Assyrian armed forces back in 2014? And how they rely on support of so many families. Because, you know, how many Assyrian Christians were slaughtered? Try 600,000. 600,000. Ugh. I can't even imagine what that's like. So I can't wait to talk to this commander-in-chief, and we're going to do that again coming up here in our next segment. Before we get there, let's give you the grab bag of the buzz in your backyard and mine. Trump versus Cruz. Of course, this is ratcheting up, and it's the whole thing with the wife, Heidi, and Melania. Just kind of crazy nonsense, but funny ha-ha stuff, I suppose. And that's what's happened. The comparisons between the two has led to somewhat this. And, of course, some of the campaign ads, Donald Trump accusing Ted Cruz of all kinds of things, calling Ted Cruz, Lion Ted. And the latest thing, I mean, this has, of course, been playing out now for days, since well into last week. But one of the latest things I was looking at over the weekend is, I mean, it's just, if you thought the election was just crazy insanity, the turn that it's taken now is, I mean, unbelievable. How do you throw in a Heidi Cruz and a Melania Trump into this? I mean, just crazy. They've got this sort of pin-up nudie pose. I mean, she's covered in vital parts, but it looks like a sexy picture of Melania Trump. Clearly, it is from who knows how long ago. And it's, you know, Trump season. Of course, it's out there in the ads and whatnot. So then they've got pictures of Heidi Cruz where in the most unflattering, you know, poses you can imagine. And this has just become, I mean, so crazy. The future first lady in this pinup thing is, you know, there's big question marks surrounding that. And Trump threatened to reveal the real Heidi Cruz behind the plastic face. Cruz then came back and said the plastic face is better than Trump. So Trump tweeted a photo proving both the wives were plastic, basically. I mean, that's how it looked. The photo did. It looked ridiculous. So if I was Heidi Cruz, of all of them, I would be the most furious about this. I mean, listen, you know when you run and you tell your spouse the gloves are off because everything's fair game. We live in a different world now than whatever the world used to be like, so forget about it. It's going to be down and nasty, and you have to just put on your thick coat because you're going to get attacked. But how this whole thing start is just insane. And, of course, Ted Cruz says, well, I didn't start it. I wasn't the one who started this. It's not my fault. And Trump says the same thing. He started it. I didn't start it. So this Republican presidential primary race is like a tabloid adventure now. It is. It's like a run through the middle of the desk where they're assigning people whose trash they're going to dig through at the National Enquirer. But Trump says, blame it on Ted Cruz. And Trump, of course, was referring to the story that ran in the Enquirer on Friday that claimed to reveal unsavory details about Cruz's personal life, saying that he had fooled around with many, many women. Oh, my, oh, my. What about the delegates? Do we care about the delegate count anymore? All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to a commander-in-chief of the Assyrian army. Stay with us.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs to my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
I'll tell you what, I mentioned what a privilege it is actually to welcome our next guest to the show, Commander-in-Chief of the Assyrian Army, Manuel Kashaba. And when you think of the Assyrian Army, in case you don't understand what the Assyrian Army is and what they do, you will when we're through with this interview. And we talk about the atrocities and the complete evil that ISIS is perpetrating and what they're perpetrating to the Christian soldiers, to the families of the Christian soldiers, is absolutely unbelievable. Commander, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight. Tell us your location right now. Where are you now?
At first, thank you, and I would like to say Happy Easter to all your listeners, and we are proud to be here with you. Our location is now in the front of Islamic State, ISIS, in district of Nineveh Plain, exactly in Bakufa, near Teluskov. We are far away from the terrorist of Islamic State, maybe one and a half mile, no more than.
Wow, 1.5 mile. And what is happening? Obviously, you're creating that wall, that protection. You're trying to keep ISIS back and trying to keep them from overrunning your position right there, right where you are, right?
Yes, that's right. Since they occupied our land, our villages, our towns, I'm talking about 2014, August. We've been there. We pick up arms and we go to fight those terrorists who let our people flee from their land and occupied, and they kill our people, Assyrian Christian people, and rape them, and they do every bad things for them.
And, you know, as you say, Commander, and this is for everyone in America to understand, to really get the picture, and I think you're painting it for us, of what perhaps is not getting reported or we don't know. You know, we're saying that literally slaughtering Assyrian Christians. That's what ISIS is trying to do. And if you weren't there, I mean, you're providing food and help and support as much as you can, not just to, obviously, your soldiers who are helping, but to the families, correct?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We are helping. Yeah, that's right.
And how bad has it gotten? How bad has it gotten there?
I didn't understand your question.
How bad has it gotten with ISIS being yet so close to you? What's happened to the people there?
They really daily they are hitting our guys, our fighters. They are sheltered that area with different weapons. It's very, very, very dangerous. We are talking about war, actually. Yeah.
And in talking about war, as far as the United States is concerned and what the U.S. has done, what do you feel the U.S. is currently doing? Not enough? Just too little? How much needs to be done to defeat ISIS and what their brutality is?
Since we picked our arms, we do that by our own, by ourselves. We didn't have any. Let me see. In this way, we didn't have any support unless with our people. We are as a Syrian army in Dwaknausha. We want to give a message to the world that the Christians people can defend themselves, their area, their land, their town, their villages, if they have the enough support. But what is, let me say in this way, what it is very bad for us, that no one take care about the minorities and what they have to support them or let them fight for their land. So we actually need to be supported by U.S. government as a part of a partner for the U.S. Government. But at least until now, we didn't see any support. They support the Iraqi army. They support the Kurdish. They support the Sunni tribe. But they didn't support the Christians or the Yazidis, the minorities. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know there's been outrage about that. Many of us in the media, I know that you've talked to Michael Savage, and he goes wild over this. And certainly many of our listeners have called in. And as you say, you talk about the support that has been given. And when you look at what really needs to be done, and there is that argument about boots on the ground, what would it mean if you suddenly had a surge of American soldiers? Would this completely eliminate what you're fighting, especially every night from 4 in the morning to 7, where there is absolutely no sleeping? You're on high alert 7 nights a week?
Excuse me, your voice, it wasn't clear for me. Could you repeat it?
Sure. So would it help? I mean, obviously, with where the United States has lent help and not in your direction, what if there were boots on the ground? If you were making an argument for why it's so important what would that mean if there was U.S. troops that came in and helped you physically on the ground, not just drones or from the air?
They can give the support. Yeah, they can give the U.S. troops can give the support. We are looking for. When I've been there in United States, I ask about how they can help us. They don't need to send their troops in the ground. They can help us at least to fight for our lands. They can give us the training, the enough training for teach us how we can fight in the special training for fighting. They can give us the weapons to fight, refight. They can support the families. But we didn't ask from United States to bring the troops. We asked them to give us a training. But what is this? Until now, no one hear about this, or no one care about this. So this is very very. How can I say it? Very bad for us. We don't want to, as a Syrian Christian people, we don't want to immigrate from our land. This is our historic land. We have been, we established this area. We established the Mesopotamia. We are the ancient people of this land. We don't want to bring to immigrate from our land. We lose since 2003 until now, 2016, was more than 90% of our population. So it's very bad for us. We want to stay in our land. So give me the help to stay in my land. Give me the help to, so I can defend my place. I can defend my town. We can return. We can retaken our villages from the terrorists. So this is what we are working and what we are want from the United States and other Western countries.
Just absolutely awful. Even for munitions, what do you use when you're out of ammunition? What is it that you have to use to try to keep yourselves well armed?
Well, we use weapons like AK-47 and some weapons that. We can fight the enemies. We don't have the heavy weapons. We don't have the enough training for that. But at least we have the faith that we can face the devil with this faith.
Yeah. Wow. Really, really scary stuff. Obviously, we're all concerned for you. I want you to know that, Commander. Thanks for coming on, and we'll tell people throughout this show, the UnitedAssyrianAppeal.org. Go there, and if you donate, they rely 100% on donations to support these families that are right in the sights of ISIS, have been kidnapped, have been killed, have been raped, as the commander says. Commander, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for you. Thank you for everyone is listening now for us. And I want to remember him that really the only part of who is helping us, who is support us, is that organization, United Assyrian Appeal, is the only organization that help us. Thank you. Thank you for you. Thank you.
So go there, everybody.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Walks further down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. Through the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust.
All right, we're back at it here on America Tonight. Wow, some interesting conversation with the commander right there, as he mentioned, what do you say, a mile and a half, ISIS trying to rip them down. And why? Because they're trying to kidnap, they're trying to kill, they're trying to massacre hundreds of Assyrians. They're trying to capture the people in the towns and the villages on the Donetsk plain. And then remember, there's the mass exodus of 100,000 people because of just how brutal it was. So there was a group of 12 men under the leadership of the commander-in-chief Khashoggi that coordinated the defense, the rescue, the evacuations, whatever they could do. But they didn't have firearms, right? So what they did was they used wedding rings, gold crosses, whatever, to try to come up with a way to buy weapons and ammunition, whatever they had to do. And clearly they were in a dire, and still are in a dire situation, but especially if you roll the clock back as to what had happened. And you heard the commander saying they need to learn the methods. They need to be trained. They need that kind of help that the Iraqi forces are getting, that the Kurdish forces are getting, that the Sunni forces are getting, but they're not getting them. And the of course, the fear is these are Christians who won't deny that they're Christians. They're not hiding. They can't hide behind it. So we've seen that there's been beheadings and some horrific, horrific things that have obviously happened to these people. So keep that close to you. It's not often on this show that I say, listen, these are people that need help. These are people that are getting donations and need donations because no one's helping them. Nobody's doing it. They're getting help from the U.S. people that know about it. They're relying on that because if not, they can't feed the military families, the Assyrian armed forces. The soldiers have to focus on trying to protect those people because how are they going to protect them? ISIS is staring down their, you know, looming large, staring down their throats. It's that serious. Because trust me, ISIS would love to slaughter more than 500,000 of those Christians, and we know that. We've already seen it on display, their bloodlust and thirst, and it's horrific. So it's like a show that we don't want to see and we've never seen. What I love that the commander said, before we go to the mailbag, what I love what the commander said is that this is our home. We don't want to leave here. The Mesopotamia, we don't want to leave. This is us. This is our history. We don't want to leave. Oh, it's so sad to see those pictures. Oh, I can't look at half the pictures of what's happened, but the donations that have helped these people has been incredible. And of course, that's the good people here in the U.S. You know, we support the Sunnis, but not the Assyrian Christians. And I don't know, it's like an eeny, meeny, miny, mo. So keep this in mind. Keep the UnitedAssyrianAppeal.org, anything, just whatever you can do to help them. Like I said, it's not often that I do that, and I have done it because I know what's going on there, and I've seen just how horrific it is, and I can't even imagine. I say this all the time, but as much as we can argue politically and talk about things that infuriate us in the United States, boy, being in that situation, you want to stay. And then, of course, if you flee, then you look what happens. Those hornets get in the pile of people, and then look what they're doing, and look what's happened with ISIS and how, as part of a mass exodus, they've been able to camouflage themselves. And we saw what happened in Paris. We saw what happened in Brussels. And there seems to be no end in sight. All right, on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
This one is from Jake, who says, Kate, boy, this nonsense between Trump and Cruz is so nasty. I got to tell you, I am engaged, and I can't imagine even being a politician if someone dogged my wife that way, my future wife that way. I think I'd want to cold cock them, which is why I cannot be in politics. I get that things are fair game, but this is like a chop block in the NFL, don't you think? Oh, yeah. I mean, it's nasty National Enquirer stuff. That's exactly what it is. And, of course, the tabloids are eating it up. TMZ, that's what it is. The campaign has become like a nightly TMZ show. It's what it is. It's like every day it just seems to get worse. But here's the thing. Mostly it's on the Republican side. And mostly it's now Trump and Cruz. So you wonder, should wives and families be off limits? Do you think everybody's just fair game and that's just too bad? Because if you're going to occupy the White House, then listen, we got to look under the hood. And whatever, fair, foul, exaggerated, which so much is, and then maybe there's a shred of truth to it, I don't know. Should that just be off limits? You want to attack the character of the guy running, you want to get him in so many other directions, like, and we've seen that, the Anthony Wieners, eventually they trip themselves up, it gets reported, John Edwards, remember that whole thing with his videographer and the baby, and what was happening when his wife riddled with cancer was on the campaign trail. I think that kind of extramarital affairs and other shortcomings of the character of the people running comes out. But is it fair to go after the wives and the families? It used to be it wasn't. It used to be that if you were in the White House, they were more flattering portrayals. But we know, I mean, look at the Bush girls. If they're on 6th Street in Austin and someone one of them has a beer in their hand, they're drinking. They're drunks. They're alcoholics. Remember that whole thing that happened? Whatever. Exaggerated, crazy, ridiculous headlines and reports. So we've seen this before. Is it fair? Should it be fair? I know there's an argument to be made for, hey, you know what? Again, toughen up. You might disagree. You can throw in your two cents always, americatonight.net. All right, let's move to this one. This one is from Joe. Kate, the Capitol, I know you go there a lot. What'd you think about this nutball going in? He's nailed. Who knows if he survives? Luckily, no one else was really, really injured. One person, one woman, but she's going to be fine. It's so scary. So not only do we have to deal with terrorism, but nuts of our own. I can't add much to that. It is scary. Obviously, the man wasn't well. That's sad. But coming back after he was banned, saying he was a prophet of God, screaming that from before, and then coming in and pulling for the weapon, you know he's going to get gunned down. So, of course, he's shot. Of course, in custody. When you draw a weapon, you're down. And they knew him. So it is sad. Here's one from Bob, who says, Kate, Hillary Clinton, FBI, DOJ, what gives? What do you know? What's the latest? It's the same old, same old. Depends on who I talk to. I have a source at the Pentagon. He really believes that there's going to be more dust in this Hillary deal, but somehow she's going to get out of it because of the lawyering that the Clintons are able to do. Are they going to question Hillary? What's going to be asked? They're obviously questioning the aides. We know that. What does she do to avoid an indictment? If they have enough information, not just information, but if they have enough to tie it in, then she's definitely stuck. They'll definitely get her. You can't get around the facts. If they have facts, they can tie it together. It's not innuendo, it's concrete, then look out, all bets are off. All right, we're going to squeeze another one, and this one is from Teresa. Tate, I got to say, I didn't like Donald Trump at first. I still find some of what he says hard to swallow, but gosh, everybody else that's out there, I'd vote for him in a second. Thanks for all the emails. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net, and thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.